Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm Natalie Palick, the host of It's Nap Time, and I am so happy that you are here. I hope you're having an amazing start to your day, or if you're on a hot girl walk, I hope the views are beautiful. I hope the sun is shining. If you are at work, I hope that you're having a great day. I hope it's very chill, relaxing, productive. If you're having a rot day, I hope that you are having a very comfortable, cozy, and safe time. Enjoy your time. Take care of yourself. Self-care is so underrated, and people need to have rot days more often to just, you know, take care of yourself. Or if you are doing some chores around the house or just vibing, I hope you're having an amazing day. Welcome back, everybody. Today's episode is a fun one. It definitely would not have been possible without you guys, which obviously you guys are majority of the reason for why I show up every single day. I mean, obviously I love doing the podcast, but I love hearing from you guys. I love just interacting with you guys. So today's episode is all about unpopular opinions, and I know I have so many unpopular opinions, but I feel like when you have your own opinion, you kind of just assume it's, you don't really, you know, think that you have that many unpopular opinions. You kind of just assume that if you're thinking it, at least someone else is too. So I really wanted to dive in and see what kind of, you know, what kind of, what you guys are thinking, what you guys deem as unpopular opinions. Before we dive into the episode, I want to do a little quick update. There hasn't been much that's been going on. Been a pretty chill week and a half. I recorded last week's episode a few days after the previous episode recorded, so it's been about a week and a half, maybe a little less, but basically I have just been hanging out, getting the apartment exactly how we want it. We did re-sign our lease. I'm not sure if I told you guys that in previous episodes, but we did re-sign our lease like 2-3 weeks ago, so we'll be here for another year. We might end up breaking our lease and going somewhere else, but for the time being, we are set to be in our same apartment, so just getting some fun, cute things to, you know, spruce up the area and make it feel more homey. So we've been hitting up HomeGoods, Target. Obviously, the online shopping is my forte, so definitely been getting, you know, just some fun things to hang up and put around the apartment, and I have been loving it. I've been so here for it. Any other life updates I can think of? Let me think. Oh, I have been on some prescription medication for like a week and a half. It will be 2 official weeks this Friday, I think. So a few days after the episode airs, basically just like a hormone, what would you even call it? It's just like a hormone medication for like resetting my cycle because, you know, the joys of being a woman. Oh, how I love being a woman. Just trying to make sure that everything is, you know, all good in the hood there and that my period can kind of get back on track, which I definitely want to do an episode in the future all about the menstrual cycle and, you know, everything about being a woman and cycle tracking and, you know, eating certain foods during certain times of your period is so beneficial and helpful, doing certain workouts, just fueling your body and listening to your body, because unfortunately we were not taught these things as, you know, we were growing up. There was no women's specific health class or specific to the menstrual cycle or anything that you could take, which is very unfortunate. As we all know, once this episode airs, because I am recording on Monday, so the football games just happened last night, and the Chiefs and the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. Now, I am not a huge football girly. My entire family was definitely raised in a football, baseball household. I err more towards the baseball side, but the world is divided right now. The internet is divided. I am seeing so many things all over. I'm not even really going to touch on anything because I don't want to trigger anyone. So all I have to say is that the world is divided. And honestly, for someone that isn't like a diehard football fan, like knows everything about everything, I think that the Super Bowl is going to be a fun one to watch. Now, some people might be very upset with how things are going. And as we all know, everyone, well, not everyone, but there are some people that are very upset with the media and what is being posted and the amount of highlights of Taylor Swift, which all I will say on that is the NFL is in their bag era, and while that might piss off some, like, diehard football fans, and then I'm seeing people being like, oh, true NFL fans, which, like, okay, but you should want other people to, you know, show an interest in something that you care about, and I guarantee you that there are so many Swifties that are going to end up watching NFL even after the Super Bowl is over, even if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce break up or if they stay together. I guarantee you there are some Taylor Swift fans that only started watching the NFL because of Taylor Swift. I guarantee you some will end up becoming, you know, more of a fan of the sport, which I think is awesome. Let people like what they like. Life is so short. It's not affecting you. It's not harming you. So anyways, let's just dive into today's episode. I have all of your guys' unpopular opinions written down. Well, they're actually just on my computer in my little email. I posted two Instagram story little like question box, one on my personal and one on the podcast. So let's see what you guys are thinking and saying. First up, listening to audiobooks and podcasts at least 1.5 speed, best is 2x speed, is the way to go. Okay, after each opinion, I'm going to give, like, my own opinion, so just keep that in mind. I love listening to TikToks on 1.5 or 2x speed, but I don't always do it, honestly, because I think that my attention span is so short, so I kind of like to force myself to watch the video at the normal pace, but if it is, like, a 10-minute video, I sometimes will speed it up. Or, you know, kind of just, like, slide my finger across the bar and, like, see what's going on. But if it's a creator that I really love, I'm gonna tune in for all those 10 minutes. But I can definitely see how, for audiobooks, wanting to listen to it sped up is definitely the way to go. Sometimes on TikTok videos, it gets a little bit too fast because, you know, people are already kind of trying to talk fast and grab your attention. So sometimes speeding it up is just a little bit too quick. But I can definitely see how, for audiobooks and podcasts, That would be a slay. Next unpopular opinion, I think gravy is disgusting. Okay, I have definitely heard that a lot, and I hear a lot of Thanksgiving food slander. I can definitely agree that Thanksgiving food is not the best when it comes to holiday food, but I think that everyone, you know, to each their own, but also if you think that Thanksgiving food is horrible, don't eat it. You know, like, make a different dish, bring something else. You don't have to stick with the mashed potatoes, turkey, gravy, rolls, green bean casserole. Like, I don't fuck with any casseroles. What I am going to put on my Thanksgiving Day plate is turkey, mashed potatoes, some gravy, like, vegetables, but I'm not a huge, like, steamed or cooked vegetable girly. I like them raw. what else am I gonna put on my plate? Pumpkin pie, apple pie. And honestly, that's probably it. I don't really like green beans. If there's corn, I'll put corn on there, but yeah, I'm not loading my plate up with a lot of different sides. Or what's the other thing, like the cranberry thing? Yeah, I don't roll with that. But I definitely remember when I was younger despising gravy. Not everybody has to end up married / become a parent. Ooh, that's a tough one, because I can definitely agree with that. That not everyone has to, in a sense of, like, don't feel pressured to do anything. You know what I mean? Like, don't ever feel pressured that, oh, I need to go and get married and have a kid, because then, say you don't actually want to be married, your marriage can fail, or you can kind of make your partner's life a living hell, or make your own life a living hell. And then if you become a parent when you don't want to be, then it's really just the child who suffers, which is, you know, unfair. None of us asked to be here. 9-to-5 is a scam. Yes, ma'am. Say it louder for the people in the back. 9-to-5 is a scam. That is so true. They lock you in for your 8-9 hours a day, 40 hours a week. Pay you a salary, give you a certain amount of PTO, and they kind of just cap you. Take away such a crucial hours in your day while, yes, you're getting paid, and yes, it costs to live in this world. But honestly, they do this to capsize your dreams and, you know, stop you, prevent you from dreaming, which is just very unfortunate. I truly don't believe that we were meant to be put on this earth to work 9 to 5. That's not me saying that I don't think that people should work, but I do believe that life needs to be lived a little bit more flexibly. And maybe that looks like 1 week you get a random Monday off. 1 week you get a random Wednesday off. 1 week you get a random Friday off. Maybe just that one extra day for people to gather themselves, recuperate, just kind of, you know, take care of themselves. Like I said, that rot day. Even just one more day to tend to your house, to be with your family, to hang out with friends, to be in nature, to just be with yourself, because that is so important. I can't stand Janice from the Mean Girls musical. Okay, I have not yet seen the Mean Girls musical, so I can't really speak on this, but if anyone else has seen it, I would love to hear your inputs on what you think about Janice. Not everyone should be a parent. That ties in with the not everybody has to end up married and become a parent, but saying not everyone should be a parent. Now, that I would say that's more of a harsh opinion than the first one. But I also believe that is true, that not everyone should become a parent in a sense of, like, it's not part of the life cycle where you're born, then you have to go to school. We all know you have to go to school. You have to go to high school up until, like, what, you're 16. You can legally, you know, say you don't have to go to school anymore, at least in Arizona. I don't know if it's everywhere, but in Arizona, I think either 16 or 16 and a half, you can legally drop out. Obviously, you don't have to go to college, but nowhere does it say you need to get married, need to have children. So I truly believe that some people do go down that route just because they feel the societal pressures, but there definitely are some types of people who, you know, I hate to say don't have, like, the motherly, fatherly gene, but, you know, maybe there are some people out there that just don't. Everyone needs therapy. Yes, ma'am. I 100% agree with that. Everyone needs therapy. I think that therapy has been so, how do I even want to say this? So, like, almost weaponized, or maybe not even weaponized is the correct word. I think it's become so looked at in a sense of, like, if you're having a huge tragedy or something horrible has happened to you that you need therapy, when really it's just having someone to talk to that, you know, isn't your friend or your family member. Which, I love venting to my family, to my friends, but they have their own issues too. So not to say that, oh, you shouldn't vent to your loved ones because they also have things that they're going through. Because, you know, if you love someone, you should be there for them, but you have no idea what they're going through. You never know if hearing about your issues is maybe slightly triggering them, maybe making their issues worse, which you shouldn't necessarily, you know, not tell someone something out of the fear of that, but you should have someone aside from these people that you can, you know, really trauma dump on. I am definitely someone who trauma dumps on people, and it is something I've been working on so that I don't feel like, you know, I kind of just, like, shit on someone's day. It's definitely, like, Anthony is a great person for me to talk to, my mom, my best friend. I don't try to just trauma dump and do that to every single person in my life, because, you know, it does feel better venting and getting stuff out. But if you are able and have the money to, you know, see a therapist, I genuinely think that everyone can benefit from therapy. I do wish that it was more accessible for people, and that is probably why our loved ones and the people nearest to us end up becoming the ones that are, like, you know, our unpaid therapists. But I definitely agree with everyone needs therapy, and it shouldn't be looked at as, like, this sad, weak thing. It's really not. It's honestly crucial to survival. Humans need connection. Humans need to be conversing and, you know, letting things out. It feels good. Beyonce is overrated. Ooh, she did not. Okay. I like Beyonce. I love Beyonce. It's fun to be like, oh, yes, Beyonce, Beyonce. I'm not, like, a die-hard Beyonce fan, but I've definitely heard that Beyonce is overrated, and that's funny. In-N-Out sucks. Oh my gosh. Okay, agree to disagree on this one, but I can definitely, when I first ate at In-N-Out, I was like, this shit is disgusting, especially the fries. I thought the fries were horrendous. Granted, I was like 8, but I love me some In-N-Out, so that's unfortunate. I hope you have something that you love as much as In-N-Out, though, because In-N-Out truly slaps, and it is something that I crave. After moving out of Arizona, In-N-Out, Dutch Bros, oh my gosh, I love those two places. Those are my weaknesses. Summer is the worst. Mosquitoes are always out to get me. Okay, you must not live in the desert, because I swear to you, there are almost no mosquitoes in Arizona. There are mosquitoes, yes, but now living in New Jersey and my majority of my family being in Ohio, and even when I was in Florida for college, holy shit, mosquito central. And yeah, I swear, in the summertime, they're just out to get you when it's like all warm and they're like hovering over the grass. Ew, bye. I believe that certain popular self-help books offer simplistic solutions and don't address the complexities of individual struggles. I can 1000% say that. I have read so many self-help books in my 25 years of life. Some of them, not all, but some of them do really make me feel better, and I feel like give me tools in my toolbox and resources and things to really, you know, get through day to day and help me in certain situations. But I can definitely see how, especially the more popular ones, and that's why they become popular, because they're not super complex, and they don't really target specific issues. But when I think it's just because they're covering an overarching theme, which is, again, probably why they are so popular, and the average person, I don't want to say average, but majority of people are going to reach for those because they think it's like an overarching fix or a band-aid, instead of it being like something that someone has actually been told in therapy that they need to work on, or something has actively diagnosed or identified something in their life and now they're ready to take that step. I think that's why they probably are so popular, because it's like an overarching theme of, like, let's say anxiety. Cereal in a bowl with milk is trash. Oh my gosh. I am you, you are me. I do not eat cereal, like, in a bowl. Yeah, I'm gonna eat it in a bowl, but I don't pour milk in the bowl. I, maybe a few times when I was younger, because that's probably just how my parents made the bowl for me or my brother, but it's disgusting. I don't know if it's because I'm such a slow eater, but I just have so many memories of this cereal getting so soggy and ew. I will eat it dry every single day for the rest of my life. Cats over dogs. Okay, my entire life we've had more dogs than cats, but after getting Peach, she is the love of our lives, and I wouldn't say that, like, obviously she's our first pet, like, you know, the first one that we picked out. It's a little different than like a family pet, but, you know, like ones that your parents get. But I will say I have become more of a cat mom than a dog mom. That might, it's probably not gonna change, but I will have dogs in my life. I'm not gonna treat my cats any better, but you never know. And also, cats are very hit or miss. Like, my parents' cat Ollie is fucking crazy, and Peach is nothing like that. So I think if I had Ollie, or a cat like Ollie, and the sweetest dog ever, obviously Peach would still be here, so I would still, like, you know, have the one up for cats. But if I never had Peach and I had a crazy cat and a calm dog, I would probably be team dogs over cats. It's just, the thing is, like, cats are so independent and self-sufficient, and you don't have to take them out every hour on the hour. We also don't have a dog right now because we live in an apartment on the top floor, so I just don't think it's fair to dogs to live in an apartment. Okay, maybe you didn't live in an apartment and you moved, and then now you do live in an apartment and you already had your dog. Different story, but I don't know. I just think it's a little unfair. Granted, I do work from home, so it would be different, but I just want my dog to have, you know, a nice backyard with some green grass. Colleen Hoover books are garbage. Okay, I've also never read any Colleen Hoover books, but I have heard that she is not the best writer out there. Granted, I think that it is more of a popular opinion that her books are phenomenal, so I can definitely see how this falls under the overarching theme of unpopular opinions, even though I haven't read anything of hers. I definitely need to, just to, you know, like, have an opinion. If you don't like soda, grow up. Okay. I am a big soda girly. Dr. Pepper runs through my veins. And, I applaud the people who don't have a soda addiction like I do. Granted, I can swap off to Poppy and Olipop. Poppy, in my opinion, is much better, but dang. If you don't like soda or you've never had that addiction, like, honestly, good for you, but I need to know what your other vice is because it's something. I know it is. Lip filler is not the move, and people will look back in 10 years and regret it. Like the thin eyebrow trend. Ooh, that's interesting. I know, especially now in the last few years, people have been like, holy crap, why did we make our eyebrows so thin? That's interesting. I've never had lip filler. I've always wanted it, or like a lip flip. I'm just such a baby when it comes to needles and pain, and like get so scared of altering my face in any way, even though it's not that big of a deal, but I do look at the girls with lip filler and I'm like, their lips look so good. And you can easily get it dissolved, so. 2016 makeup is and forever will be a slay. Okay, I've always loved 2016 makeup. I obviously work from home, so I'm not like putting on makeup every single day, but I have always loved the 2016 brows. I'm sorry to say it, but I always have. Your natural hair color is best. Okay, coming from someone who dyed their hair like Lava Girl pink 2 times last year, and then did light pink and cut it, and then blonde, and then blonder, and then Copper Cowboy or whatever it was called, Cowboy Copper. I, now that I've been, slowly altering back to my natural color, I do think it complements my face the best. However, that Lava Girl pink was a fucking slay. And it's so easy to, change your hair if you have the right stylist. Water doesn't actually taste good, but the more you drink it, you'll actually crave it. That is so true. When you think about it, water doesn't like taste phenomenal. There's no taste. There are some waters that taste like shit though. But Poland Spring is the water that we buy and it is the best water ever. But it is so true. It's like more of a feeling when you drink water. And that is so true. You will crave it. The more you drink it, you will crave it. A 10-step skincare routine is superior. Oh my gosh. You are me. I 100% believe that a 10-step skincare routine, or just like an elaborate skincare routine, it just hits. Rick and Morty is the dumbest show ever. Oh, thank you. I finally found someone that agrees with me on this. I have never gotten the hype of Rick and Morty. I've watched it, intoxicated and still didn't get the hype. To me, I've never really enjoyed those shows. Like the only like cartoony show like that I've ever enjoyed. I did like Bob's Burgers, but now looking back at it, I'm like that sh I could never watch that. Obviously loved SpongeBob, but I like more of, watching real people. And what was the other one? Oh, Family Guy was funny, but I don't think I would ever watch those shows like willingly anymore. Without alcohol, a lot more people would be homebodies. Ooh, that's a hot take. I definitely agree with that because, people go out. A lot of people use alcohol and drinking as a way of socialization. So I definitely agree with that. People that drink alcohol should be looked at the same way as people who smoke weed. Both are drugs, same with caffeine. They all alter your state. Okay, we are in the hot takes of the unpopular opinion section, I see. And I definitely agree. I have, divulged in all three. And all of them alter your state, even caffeine. That is so true. Caffeine is a drug, and I definitely agree that you should be looked at the same way as someone being like, oh, they're gonna go smoke after work. People are like, oh, okay, like, ew. But if someone's like, I'm gonna go grab a drink after work, people are like, hell yeah, you deserve it. It's just like, I don't know how society is. Society's fucked up. Most rich parents create socially awkward, unaware, and dangerous kids due to the lack of attention and struggle they have to endure. Okay. That is a very hot take, but I can agree with that. I can agree with that to an extent. Obviously not all, but if we're just talking about the parents who, pay zero mind to their children and have like nannies raise them, I'm talking about like, have you guys seen Schitt's Creek where their parents were literally not involved at all until their adult life and now they're like learning who their children are? But that is that. I can definitely see the socially awkward aspect just because they're kind of, I don't know, like, given everything. Obviously, not talking about all situations here, but that's a hot take. If you wash your sheets regularly, you're lying. Oh my gosh. I won't even lie here. There are some times where I don't wash them weekly. I need to get a, like, backup pair of sheets that I can just throw on at the end of the week so I can, you know, stay on that weekly schedule. But that's so funny. Not so much an opinion, but are opinions unpopular, or are you just surrounded by basic people that all think the same? Ooh, girl, coming in hot. Grape and orange are the best flavors. What? And red and blue are the worst. Oh my gosh, that is an unpopular opinion if I've ever heard one, because red and blue and pink, for the most part, are my absolute favorite. But, like, red and blue, top tier. And green, purple and orange are the worst. Green, depending on what it is, it can be really good. Oh my gosh, this must be the same person. And there's no way this is real. Is this real? Red and pink Starburst are the worst. Yellow and orange are the best. No way, because ask anyone in my family, I will single-handedly go through of any type of candy and pick out the red, pink, and blue for, like, myself, sometimes green. And the orange, yellow, and purple, for the most part, are typically left at the bag, and everyone's like, where are all the good flavors? I took them. I will say, though, that probably the perfect heaven-made match is someone who eats the red and pink and someone who eats the yellow and orange. You are like a match made in heaven. A year ago, this would have been a popular opinion, but now it's seeming unpopular. But honestly, I get the hype of this Stanley, and I think the money is worth. I will be purchasing another in my lifetime, lol. Honestly, same, because a year ago, I didn't have a Stanley until this Christmas. My brother and sister-in-law got me one, and it's so cute. I love it, but I was someone that was like, I mean, I couldn't, you know, like, live my life without it, but now that I have it, I'm like, I love it, and I want another one. Sleeping with the TV on at, like, volume 2. Yes, we are reaching my people. I love sleeping with the TV on. My TV in Arizona, which is now in Ohio, I don't really know where it is, though. It's not my room. I was able to alter the brightness, so I'd have the brightness on super low and have the volume at, like, 2, so I still had a light. And, like, you know, when you've fallen asleep and it's, like, very quiet and your ears have, I don't know, quieted down, you can hear it a little bit at volume 2. And that's perfect for me. I used to have a sleeping machine, like the sound machines, when I was younger. And then once I was able to have a TV in my room, which I think ever since I was, like, 5, I did. Because I have horrible sleeping issues and I am terrified of the dark still. And a nightlight, it just doesn't do it for me. I actually love my in-laws. Oh, that's so sweet. And that is probably a very unpopular opinion, because just from the amount that people vent and complain about their in-laws, you are probably in the minority, which I love my boyfriend's family. Obviously, like, we're not married yet, so they're not technically my in-laws, but I will be joining you in that opinion. I still use and love Snapchat. Okay, I still use and love Snapchat too. I have so many memories in there, and I still Snapchat all my best friends, and it's just, like, so fun and funny to see their face at any point of the day, and you can send the videos, and it's like a FaceTime without having to answer a FaceTime call, because, you know, as you grow up, time isn't as flexible, or you're not as, you know, free as you used to be. Silver over gold. Ooh, okay. I used to be only silver. Now I can appreciate gold, but I love mixing the metals. The Office is, okay, this is all caps, by the way. The Office is bottom tier comedy and the worst show. Friends isn't that great either. Staying on theme, The Nanny Show was never my fave. Okay, really coming in hot. I never did get The Office hype. I've watched a few episodes. I don't think I've watched them in full, but it's just not, you know, it's just not something I obsess over. Friends is good. It was something that would come on, like, late at night when I was a kid, probably at, like, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, so not that late. And I never did watch The Nanny. That was something that would come on if I was staying at, like, a hotel and had the TV on and I'd wake up at 3 in the morning or something. They were never my favorites. Friends is good. Office, I don't understand the hype. Maybe I'll have to, like, dive into it, because there's a lot of seasons, right? But, period. Taylor Swift is annoying and her fans are worse. Ooh, okay. I don't think this is, I think this is becoming more of a popular opinion, but Taylor Swift slander has been here for the beginning of time. So I personally, I do like Taylor. I do love Taylor. I'm not a diehard Swiftie, but I can appreciate her music. And I will say the time where I was like, you know, on the, you know, the train of hating Taylor Swift was when she and Harry Styles did that publicity stunt of dating, which maybe they actually were dating, I don't know, but I think she's in her thriving era. And we love to see women thriving. But it is true that people's fans can be, you know, crazy and make the artists or whoever themselves look worse. Barbie wasn't that good. I haven't seen Barbie, but that makes me so sad. I do have HBO Max, so I am going to, I'm pretty sure it's on HBO Max. So that's what I'm going to do on Galentine's. Make some cutie little snacks and everything and watch the Barbie movie. Which also, Galentine's Day is Peach's adoptiversary, her gotcha day. So this Galentine's Day will be 3 years of having her. Chipotle is not good and just goes downhill every day. I hate to agree with you because I am a huge Chipotle fan, but it's very hit or miss, unfortunately. The Chipotle near me is actually like 90% hits, which is very phenomenal, but Chipotle can be very hit or miss. Let me just jump on my rant here because the amount of times that I've had Chipotle DoorDashed and the DoorDasher's car smells like cigarettes, and then my food smells and tastes like cigarettes, and I've had to throw it out after literally just opening it and smelling it. The worst. And it actually just happened to me like 2 weeks ago when I placed an Instacart order for groceries and the person's car smelled like cigarettes and they told me that they smoked right before shopping. Oh my gosh. But I got that refund though. Period. Golden Goose shoes are hideous. I don't own a pair, but that is funny. That is probably, I don't know, is that becoming more of a popular opinion? I know Golden Goose shoes were, like, the shit over the last year. Staying friends with your ex is actually a healthy thing. I'm friends with all of mine. Girl or boy. Couldn't be me. Could not be me, because maybe this is just a toxic thing about me. I burn bridges, and even if it's a friend that I burn a bridge with, we can probably, you know, repatch it up. But if you dummy dirty like that, and, like, you know, we had that little puppy love or whatever, thought we were going to be together forever, and some shit went down. Even if we, like, liked each other, I wouldn't want to have you in my life just because out of respect for my future partners. But to each their own. Cancel, and this is the last one, by the way. Cancel culture is the biggest load of shit ever. It's way too powerful, scary, and unproductive. Working off of emotions is rarely a good thing. I do agree with you that cancel culture has gotten very out of hand, because there's just been, like, you go on TikTok and there's someone new getting canceled. For why? Granted, people do some fucked up things and deserve to be, you know, not even canceled, but just, I don't know. It is a weird thing to wrap your head around. I truly believe that there are going to be so many things from 2019 till now that are going to be studied in history books. Like, mark my words. Those were all of the unpopular opinions, guys. Thank you so much for writing in. This was such a fun episode. I love doing write-in episodes with you guys. I'm just kind of building up some more responses in our little Google form thing. But thank you guys seriously so much for showing up every single week. I hope you are having a phenomenal start to your week or whatever day it is. Just know that you are so loved, so needed, and you are so full of purpose. Thank you again so much for being here. If you want to connect, you can follow me on my personal Instagram, which is Natalie X Palick, or on the podcast Instagram. You can connect there. I'm always posting some fun and interactive things. It's Naptime Podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if you feel inclined to. The Google form will also be in the episode description details for any story time requests, Q&As, advice columns, just anything. Thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. I love you, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.